Support for the local show comes from Noiseland, a Minneapolis-based CD manufacturing company, creator of the Soundtrax MP3 download card for independent musicians. More on Noiseland and the new Soundtrax download card at noiseland.com. For Sunday, July 27th, in the year 2008, it's the local show coming to you on 89.3 The Current. Chris Roberts with you. You know a good song when you hear it. What you probably don't know is what went into creating that song. All this past week, we have been immersed in song creation through our series, Songs from Scratch. Today, on the local show, we are going to be rebroadcasting the series in its entirety. Plus, we're going to be listening to the songs our participating artists, Jeremy Messersmith, POS, and Best Friends Forever, came up with. At the end of the show, we're going to sample a few of the many wonderful Songs from Scratch submissions we received from you, the listeners. So we have an action-packed hour coming up, and I will get it started by saying music, please. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Does that stand for something? Maybe. But John Lennon said the inspiration for this song came from a drawing by his son Julian. The source of musical inspiration is a subject we will explore in this year's installment of our Songs from Scratch project. We're going to go inside the creative process as we ask a professional songwriter to pick a familiar story and compose some lyrics based on that story. Our songwriting guide for this project is Adam Levy. Reporter Larissa Anderson will follow Levy through the project, and she joins me now in the studio. Hello, Larissa.
Hello, Chris.
It seems like there's a really good chance that people who listen to The Current know who Adam Levy is.
Yeah, I would bet so. He founded the Honey Dogs, a band I've heard on The Current before, I think even on your show.
You certainly have.
And if we're talking about familiar Honey Dog songs, this would probably be at the top of the list. It came out in the late 90s, and it's called I Miss You. Over the years, Levy's evolved as a songwriter, incorporating all kinds of musical styles like bossa nova and Eastern European folk music. His lyrics take on topics from genetic engineering to genocide. That's the subject of this song from the critically acclaimed album 10,000 Years. The ghetto's closed and villages emptied. Screams went unheard, the truth denied. From the millions that pass through the cattle car doors, a fireborn bird someday. Levy's songwriting is guided by one major rule of thumb.
Never write the same song twice. And that means musically, and that means lyrically.
And for Levy, it also means writing whenever the muse strikes. Because with his schedule, he has to write songs in stolen minutes.
How are the chicks doing?
Like when he's tending the chickens in the backyard of his Minneapolis home. Or teaching at the Institute of Production and Recording. Or spending time with his three kids. His 9-year-old daughter, Esther, says even driving can take a backseat to songwriting.
Sometimes he just grabs a recorder. He's like, oh, I got a good idea. And he starts doing it as he's driving. I'm like, Dad, pay attention to the road. And he's like, I have an idea. I'm like, no, focus.
It's this kind of creative spirit we wanted in a songwriting guide for this year's Songs from Scratch. So we gave Adam Levy an assignment.
I was told I needed to come up with a verse or chorus that came from some large part of literary cultural tradition that we'd all be familiar with, something in the Western cultural psyche that everybody has some idea about. And I came up with The Wizard of Oz.
Then he wrote up the start to a set of lyrics.
From the ends of the earth to your own backyard, mouth and mind drink all, but won't fill an empty heart. It's all within, energy and matter, namaste and om. Myriad formulas, nostrums, and prayer, all roads lead home.
Levy says they were inspired by the character of the wizard,
who starts out in the very beginning as the the traveling fortune teller, mystic spiritualist, who's just kind of scamming, but there's some sort of wisdom in this guy, even as a charlatan. And like he knows what's right and wrong. And then in Dorothy's whatever dream altered reality, he basically hands her the keys to the kingdom by saying, you know, strength is internal courage, intelligence, all these things are things that we can gain through life, but basically we have them.
Levy's words will be the starting point for the three bands participating in Songs from Scratch, POS, Jeremy Messersmith, and Best Friends Forever. They'll write their own songs using his lyrics.
I'm definitely wondering if they're going to kind of look at this and go, wow, how am I going to write something around this?
And that is the Songs from Scratch Challenge.
Is this real or only memory? Who do I believe? Friends or editors?
Adam Levy of the Honey Dogs speaking with Minnesota Public Radio reporter Larissa Anderson. And you're listening to a rebroadcast of Songs from Scratch on the local show on 89.3 The Current.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life.
I think I'm having a fifth grade flashback. The woman who wrote the words to this song says she was inspired after attending a performance by singer-songwriter Don McLean. The source of musical inspiration is a subject we are consumed with as Songs from Scratch continues on 89.3 The Current. We asked singer-songwriter Adam Levy of the Honey Dogs to pick a familiar story and use that as a starting point for a set of lyrics. The story he chose is The Wizard of Oz. Now we're asking three local music acts to take Levy's lyrics and turn them into a complete song. The artists who agreed to be a part of Songs from Scratch are the group Best Friends Forever, singer-songwriter Jeremy Messersmith, and rapper POS. We have a different reporter following each artist, and I, Chris Roberts, had the pleasure of shadowing POS as he made his way through the Songs from Scratch process. One thing about POS, and you probably know this already if you're a regular listener to The Current, he is not a rapper to be taken lightly. The world his tunes reflect is complicated. It's messy. He writes abrasive lyrics, and he matches them up with fractured rhythms. To make a long story short, his songs are made to sound broken.
And that's, I feel like, a reason why a lot of rap fans don't necessarily love my rapping, you know? And even if they like my rapping, the music is jarring sometimes, and it's a lot to think about sometimes.
It was buried under a flask and caught peeking from the bottom of a glass. All this nonsense, innocence, common sense, consequence, indulgence in bourbon, this herb between city kings is disturbed.
In other words, POS isn't afraid to write a deep rap tune, which is why he's looking forward to tackling The Wizard of Oz.
It's a pretty beastly epic story. I should be able to pull something out of there for sure.
But he'll also have to squeeze in Adam Levy's four lines. When read aloud, they sound song-worthy. From the ends of the earth to your own backyard, mouth and mind drink all but
won't fill an empty heart. It's all within energy and matter, namaste and om. Myriad formulas, nostrums, and prayer, all roads lead home.
The couplets flow pretty easily from POS's mouth, which is important for an MC. But how do you work words like myriad and nostrums into a rap song? No problem, says POS, who was actually a little relieved when he read Levy's lines.
I thought that this would be lyrically more difficult. I guess I didn't really know what I had in mind, but I thought it might be more cryptic.
What POS thinks will be tougher is working within the Songs from Scratch framework. His creative process is simpler, more organic, and ironically, more from scratch.
I listen to beats and write, or I write and then create a beat around it. You know, like those are the two things that I do. I usually don't have something that I have to start from.
At this point, POS is looking at Songs from Scratch as a chance to give people an inside look at the making of a rap song. He's also excited by what the other acts, Best Friends Forever and Jeremy Messersmith, might come up with.
I imagine Jeremy's song will be very complicated and cool, and Best Friends Forever will probably make something that's largely entertaining and informative and catchy. Those girls are brilliant.
And how about you?
I will probably make a big, dense, complicated mess. You can nod your head to the complicated mess.
So that's POS's scene. It's dense, complicated, but somehow still rhythmical. So people who like to nod their heads have something to look forward to. Sandin Totten joins me now.
Hey, Chris.
You've been shadowing Best Friends Forever. How would you describe them?
Remember going to sleepovers as a kid? You know how like you and your friends stay up all night just drinking pop and laughing at jokes that only you find funny, and you're sort of driven by this manic energy?
Yeah, sugar.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what listening to Best Friends Forever feels like. The band's founding members, Bree Smith and Jess Siemens, have been real-life best friends since grade school, hence the name.
It is extremely literal, referring to Jess and I being best friends and being the optimistic person I am and that Jess can be. We thought we'd throw the forever on the end.
That's Bree. She sings and plays guitar and keyboard. For her, when a song comes, it comes in a creative burst. Ideas, words, melodies, they just flow out in an unfiltered mess. That's when Jess steps in.
I'm like the editor.
Jess also sings and plays the bass.
Bree's better at just letting things like flow out of her, I think. Like Bree is amazingly talented and super creative, but I'm maybe a little bit better at like refining things.
Together, they churn out quirky pop songs about anything from their favorite president to near-death experiences. Bree says their songs are like a conversation between her and Jess, full of personal anecdotes and inside jokes. But lately, the two of them haven't been hanging out much. They say it's been hurting their songwriting. They're hoping this project will help get things back on track. They start with Adam Levy's lyrics.
From the ends of the earth to your own backyard,
mouth and mind drink all, but won't fill an empty heart.
And right away, there's a problem.
I don't know how to pronounce one of these words. N-A-M-A-S-T.
It's a yoga word.
Oh, really?
But the thing they're most worried about has nothing to do with proper pronunciation. It's finding a way to incorporate Levy's lyrics and the story of the Wizard of Oz into a Best Friends Forever song.
We both feel really awkward and self-conscious singing things that feel, you know, not just coming straight from our own brains. But I think it's probably really good for us, too. Because maybe we can eventually move into the territory of songs from different perspectives.
For now, the band's going to start with something a little more basic.
Anyone know what nostrums are? No, you don't have to.
We'll figure it out.
We'll start with the dictionary and go from there.
So that's Best Friends Forever, and they've got a little bit of homework to do for songs from scratch. Nikki Tundell's here now.
Hey, Sandin.
Hey, Nikki. So you've been following Jeremy Messersmith.
Yeah.
Tell us about him.
Well, he is your quintessential singer-songwriter. And I have to say, he was psyched when I told him he'd be writing a song inspired by The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, this will be so much fun. That'll be great.
As a kid, Jeremy was somewhat obsessed with the movie adaptation.
I remember every time my mom would make me do chores, I would start doing the Wicked Witch of the West chant that the soldiers did. So they're like, oh, which I thought was really hysterically funny when I was like 11.
From channeling silver screen soldiers to playing trumpet in the school band, Jeremy says he's always preferred communication that doesn't rely on actual dialogue. He's much more comfortable expressing himself through choruses than conversations.
You're the straight man, I'm the punchline, life is just a joke.
You know, I'm either frustrated about something, I don't know what to say, and I'll write a song and play it, you know, and my wife will hear it and go like, oh, well, oh, okay, yeah, that makes a little more sense now, you know?
For the dramatic save, nothing else to do.
For Jeremy, songwriting is all about the personal.
Yeah, I guess I'm that narcissistic. I kind of have to, I have to write about myself, apparently.
He's anxious about having to incorporate the words and point of view of another songwriter. His jaw even tightened up a bit when he started to read Adam Levy's lyrics.
It's all within, energy and matter, namaste and om, myriad formulas, nostrums and prayer, all roads lead home. That's pretty heavy. I think this is pretty great. I don't think I've ever mentioned anything about energy and matter or namaste and om, nostrums, no. This is definitely above my fourth grade vocabulary, I think.
Just like the band Best Friends Forever, the first thing on Jeremy's agenda will be digging out the dictionary. Once he clarifies the meaning of the word nostrum, he'll be ready to start writing.
I'm just as curious as anybody to see to see what kind of a song comes out of this.
If I had a slightly better life, one that's built to last a while, it doesn't disappoint. But I'm so tired of myself. I'd be much happier if I was someone else.
The Local Show is supported by Summit Brewing Company in St. Paul, avid supporters of local arts, music, and the obscure activities that bring friends together. You can find out more at thesocialelement.com. And now for something completely different, at least for The Current. Here's a question for you. Does this piece of music sound the way Minnehaha Falls looks in your mind's eye? It did to Antonin Dvorak. The melody came to him while he was visiting Minnehaha Falls in 1893. It's just another example of a musician struck by inspiration, a phenomenon we're exploring as fully as we can in Songs from Scratch. Singer-songwriter Adam Levy composed the start to some lyrics inspired by The Wizard of Oz. Now three bands, Best Friends Forever, Jeremy Messersmith, and POS, are incorporating those lyrics into their own tunes. We gave each group 2 weeks to finish their songs, and now we'll check in with them midway through the process. Let's begin with reporter Nikki Tundell, who is shadowing Jeremy Messersmith. So tell me, Nikki, how is Jeremy approaching this project?
While for Jeremy, the first step in the creative process, it's actually methodical, almost scientific.
When I do something, I feel like I need to just research it exhaustively, so that way I have kind of a broad pool of knowledge to draw from.
Jeremy scoured countless Wizard of Oz websites. He read the children's book, and he watched a bunch of movie adaptations. Then he let all that info just slosh around in his brain for about a week. The Twin Cities musician says he approaches each new song exactly the same way, with the belief that his subconscious mind will process everything and eventually spit out a perfectly crafted piece of pop music. The inevitable next step, says Jeremy, is admitting his subconscious is gonna need some help, a kickstart at the very least. That's when he heads over to the Ivories to put in a little conscious effort.
I just start playing around with chords generally and trying to figure out, like, trying to figure out what maybe sounds like an interesting sort of progression, and, you know, sort of absentmindedly you kind of come up with something.
Whether he's plopped in front of the piano or cradling a guitar, Jeremy has one goal in mind: to forget he knows how to play. He wants his fingers to move freely, to try new things, to not be tied to commonplace chord progressions.
So I just was kind of tinkering around, and this was a melody that I came up with, and it was like,
for Jeremy, crafting a melody is intuitive. Writing lyrics, that's more academic, as evidenced by the way he documents his brainstorming in a spiral ring college-ruled notebook.
Rainbow, curtain, poppies, and then I just have simile. So apparently I wanted to say something sort of poetic, you know, using like or as, apparently. I have this technique where I'll write something sloppily, and then I'll try to copy it neatly on the next page. And then hopefully that me writing it neatly, you know, will maybe inspire some more thought, and I'll just keep writing. It'll be something new.
That method's kind of hit or miss.
Until I really find some way to kind of emotionally anchor myself in what's going on, it's kind of hard to write.
That's where we leave Jeremy Messersmith today. He's got a solid melody. He just needs to figure out what he wants his song to say. Now I'm joined by Chris Roberts.
Nikki, what up?
Hey, Chris. So Jeremy, he began his songwriting process at the library. You've been following POS. What's his first step?
His first step is to come up with lyrics and beats. Usually the beats come first, but in the case of Songs from Scratch, those four Adam Levy penned lines were the catalyst. They spoke to POS of travel, of being on a quest for something, which on a basic level describes The Wizard of Oz.
The ultimate moral of it is that you don't really need to be finding it. It's already there. You know, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
The journey toward any fully produced POS rap tune begins in his South Minneapolis home studio, and the machine that performs most of POS's audio alchemy is his trusted MPC. It's a computer that can capture any sound he samples or generates and turn it into building blocks for songs. An MPC is standard equipment in hip-hop, and rappers use them to piece together tunes the way more traditional songwriters work out chord progressions on pianos or guitars.
The best way to compare it is if they write a song on guitar, I'll write a song on my MPC with guitar sounds and other things that I've found or created.
POS says Adam Levy's four lines conjure a mood of openness and searching, and that got him thinking about rhythms. Using his MPC, he began to assemble a beat.
The first thing I did was I took the lyrics, and I kind of went through the process of reciting the lyrics that I had over and over and over again until I figured out the way to, like, edit them into a rhythm that would work. From the ends of the earth to your own backyard, but they won't fill an empty heart, it's all within. And then I built a beat that stays relatively quiet in the mix the whole time, and then I bring in some of the dreamier stuff.
After establishing the beat, POS decided to use most of Levy's lines as the chorus, saving the phrases energy and matter, myriad formulas, and nostrums and prayer for the bridge. It came together pretty quickly, partly because he identifies with the theme of a journey. He spends 6 months out of the year in a tour van.
In music, I'm still on that one journey to not only never, ever, ever get a real job, but to flex and push how hip-hop is supposed to work.
At this point, POS still has to flex some lyrical muscles and finish the words to a song, but he seems to be well on his way. Let's bring Sandin Totten into the mix right now. Hi, Sandin.
Hey, Chris.
You're following Best Friends Forever?
Yep.
How are they doing?
Well, not great. I was about to go meet up with them. I'm almost at the door when I get this call from them, and they sound panicked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, not good. So they cancel our appointment. They ask me to come a few days later, and when I finally do, I meet up with them. I ask Bree Smith, the band's guitarist, what happened that night that made them cancel on me?
I know that I called, was full of confidence, and said, oh, come on over, yeah, we've got something going. And I felt that way at the time. And then Jess came over, and
Jess, the ominous dark cloud of pessimism and negativity. No, I don't remember what happened. I just remembered you started getting really stressed out.
Jess convinced Bree to hold off on the meeting until they had some better ideas for the song. So they went back to the drawing board. Eventually, Bree settled on this guitar riff. As for lyrics, they'd toyed around with the idea of singing as if they were Dorothy or some other character from The Wizard of Oz, but writing from someone else's perspective just wasn't working out. So they came up with a solution.
We found a way to liken a character from the story to perhaps people that we have had relationships in our own lives, to once again have it be about our own experiences. So we're definitely taking liberties with the character of the Tin Man.
I prefer to say that we're fleshing him out.
The Tin Man they fleshed out is a slight variation on the Metal Man from the stories. They noticed that the Tin Man technically had no heart, but on the surface, he was a sweet, emotional guy. So, in their song, they took it a step further and cast him as a passionate singer-songwriter who bears his feelings on stage.
Falling in love with that person because they just seem like this really sensitive guy, but then getting to know them and discovering that there is something maybe missing or that they're a lot more hollow than they like present themselves to be, which I feel like is a situation that maybe we've both found ourselves in.
And as for Adam Levy's lyrics, they became a verse sung from the perspective of this heartless, heartthrob crooner. They hope he doesn't take it personally. For now, they're focused on finishing their parts for the song.
Okay. Okay.
In a few days, they'll take what they've got to their drummer, Joe Rand, and see if he can help flesh out this number as well.
Okay, from the beginning.
Yeah.
You got that now. Your chest is hollow, but it's not your fault that you're so calm.
Project.
To love a heartless man and have him love me back. But without a heart, you won't know to compliment me. Won't be sympathetic when I'm feeling crappy. How to tell me romantic things
blatantly
and fragrantly.
Fragrantly?
I've been saying that. But I'll cure you with my affection, I'll pour it on, but I'll take it personal when you don't respond.
That is Best Friends Forever, working out the kinks in their song from scratch. Today on The Local Show, we are rebroadcasting the series Songs from Scratch in its entirety. And the next installment coming up is a special one because we get to find out what songs Best Friends Forever, Jeremy Messersmith, and POS finally came up with. More on that in just a little bit, but we'll get things started in a rocking fashion with a little Cretan hop from the Ramones. Joey Ramone said the inspiration for this song came from a street sign he saw in good old St. Paul while the Ramones were in town for a concert. It makes you wonder, what about that street sign inspired Joey, that word specifically, Cretan? Did it remind him of St. Paulites or Minnesotans? I hope not. Whatever feeds the muse, though, is what's important, and that's what we're absorbed with in our Songs from Scratch series, coming to you on 89.3 The Current. You'll remember that singer-songwriter Adam Levy kicked it off by choosing The Wizard of Oz as the source material for our songwriters, and then he composed some lyrics based on that story, and then we handed those lines, those four lines, to Best Friends Forever, Jeremy Messersmith, and POS, and gave them each 2 weeks to create a song using the lines and the story. Don't worry, it sounds more complicated than it actually is. Sandon Totten has been following Best Friends Forever. Hello, Sandon.
Hey, Chris.
Last time we checked in with the band, they had decided to use, if I remember correctly, the Tin Man character as the focus of their song. So what's happening with them now?
Well, they finished the lyrics, they got the melody and the chords for the song down, and now they've brought it to their drummer, and they're practicing it as a full band. They're going over the song again and again, practicing every detail, trying to get it just right.
Okay.
For a band with such a bright, happy sound, Best Friends Forever's practice space is a little out of character. It's a small concrete room filled with drills and table saws and piles of sawdust.
We're in a workshop, basically. You can see a lot of tools around us.
That's Joe Rand, the drummer for Best Friends Forever. He builds miniature wind turbines here by day. In the evenings, the band sets up shop. Joe says there's something mystifying about the songwriting process. Unlike woodworking, you can't just put in the hours and get a finished product.
Yeah, we can't force it, but we can't just, like, expect it to come without hard work either. I don't know, it's kind of weird.
In the end, they came up with a catchy rock song loosely based on The Wizard of Oz. They took the character of the Tin Man and reimagined him as a sensitive singer-songwriter who bears his feelings on stage, but is emotionally hollow and heartless in person. Bree Smith, the group's guitarist, wrote most of the words for the song. She's happy with it, but she says singing about boys and relationships isn't exactly breaking new ground for the band.
I think that I had been hoping for something different from what we would usually do, but once we thought of this thing that we eventually ended up using involving the Heartless Tin Man, it was kind of like, oh yes, there it is. That's a comfortable territory.
But Jess Siemens, the band's bassist, says sometimes it's okay to do one thing really well.
You know, sometimes people like challenge what we write songs about, that we write songs that are just not expanding anybody's mind about anything. But I really feel that's okay for there to be bands like that and for us to be one of those bands, because we just really like writing love songs, and I think the world needs love songs. I really like love songs.
That's Best Friends Forever practicing their song, and even though they didn't break new ground as a band with this one, they say that writing it helped them get back to the heart of why they make music in the first place, which, of course, is friendship.
Aww.
Aw, yeah. That's my friend, Nikki Tundell, joining me now. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Sandon.
And you've been following sensitive singer-songwriter Jeremy Messersmith. How are things going for him?
Okay, well, the last time we checked in with him, he had a melody for his song. He just hadn't figured out the lyrics to accompany it. For Jeremy, the hardest part about songwriting is having something worthwhile to say.
I actually wasn't really able to write anything until I kind of took on the character of the Tin Man.
Jeremy put the finishing touches on his Tin Man tribute about 20 minutes before the deadline was up, and he was a bit nervous to share the work so immediately.
Normally what I would do at this point is I would kind of let it sort of sit for, you know, a few weeks or months, come back to it, and then sort of see maybe what works and what could be improved. But here we go. If I had a heart instead of rusted gears, maybe I could love, feel, and be sincere. But all I am is hollow. I can't move my mouth. I've got a head full of water, but the tears just won't come out. That's really weird. I don't ever just sit down and read out loud lyrics that I've written, and I think it sounds cornier than maybe it sings.
To hear Jeremy tell it, lyrics are pretty lifeless until they're matched up with music.
I guess it's sort of like The Wizard of Oz itself, where you have the first part of the movie is in black and white, and then all of a sudden you add all this just color, and things just sort of have more meaning, and yeah.
From the ends of the earth, right to your own backyard, mouth and mind drink all, but won't fill an empty heart, says the man behind the curtain.
I guess I identified with the Tin Man. He doesn't have a heart. He wants to feel. I don't know. A big reason why I write songs isn't just problem solving or something else. It's also about emotional exploration. You know, if repression is kind of what you do naturally, it's sort of a nice way to work through stuff.
But it's more than I can handle. As my chest starts to shake with rust-ridden teardrops, I felt my new heart break.
That's Jeremy Messersmith's song From Scratch. He gets a heart and his heart gets broken.
Okay, Nikki, I gotta ask you something.
Yes, Sandin?
So Best Friends Forever wrote their song also about the Tin Man. Mm-hmm. And in it, they kind of take a stab at singer-songwriters just like Jeremy Messersmith. Mm-hmm. Did you break it at all to him? I mean, what's his take on it?
I did, and here's what he had to say.
I'm glad I'm falling into my own stereotypes. That's really great. I would agree with them wholeheartedly on that. Like, no, if you want any sort of meaningful relationship, don't marry a musician. That's horrible.
Or there's always therapy. Chris Roberts, you're joining me now.
Nikki Tendell, hello.
Hello. So you profiled POS.
Yes.
Did he have any strong feelings about the Tin Man character?
I think he finds him to be a charming character. He loved the movie when he was young. Mm-hmm. I would refer to POS as a wizard myself,
yeah.
Because during the course of Songs from Scratch, that's the way he acted in his studio. When we last spoke, the music and the chorus were done. A bridge had been mapped out. All he had to do was write the lyrics.
And I wanted to keep it kind of quick and really simple and easy. And that's kind of what it is. It's a very short song and very mood-based more than anything.
POS calls it a walking song. He gave it a strong forward motion, and it sounds like something Jack Kerouac might write if he were a rapper. POS worked out many of the lines while taking a stroll through his neighborhood.
It goes, it's hard to chase with your face till the sun spun from a whirlwind, trail marked with a yellow brick. No place like a home on your back, packed like tonight's been nice, but I'm moving quick. Press on, head on, sped, pedal for eons. They speak on the trip, you just be gone. Peace, dip, and let the world roll by. Know your role, so out of control, let the sparks fly.
From the ends of the earth to your own backyard. But they won't fill an empty heart. It's always there, all roads lead home. In the steps right left to the ends of the
words and phrases from The Wizard of Oz pop up every now and then in the song, but other than that, it has nothing to do with the story.
It's in the steps. Oh, yes, we Midwestern. Come up, staying up the ditch, hit the shade, for we melt like a wicked witch. Skin spit sweat.
It's about POS's own journey and the fact that where he's going isn't as important as how he gets there.
What I like the most about it, it's one of those things, to me, that you can just kind of turn on and listen to. You don't have to sweat what it's about. You don't have to really think about it. You can just listen. The beat's warm enough, head noddy enough, that you can just kind of enjoy it.
POS started out expecting to write a dense, complicated mess of a rap tune. He ended up with a simple, almost meditative song about walking. But that's okay.
There's a lot of people that are out to write the perfect, most powerful, amazing song every single time they write a song. And I think chasing that is kind of where people end up frustrated.
Sometimes a song has a life of its own, and you just have to go where it takes you.
Okay.
It's hard to chase with your face till the sun spun from a whirlwind trail marked with a yellow brick. No place like a home on your back, pack light like tonight's been nice, but I'm moving quick. Press on.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of Songs from Scratch on the local show on 89.3 The Current.
You must take the A train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem.
Billy Strayhorn, who wrote this song, said it was inspired by the directions he was given to Duke Ellington's home in New York City. It's another example of musical inspiration, a subject we've been exploring all week long through our Songs from Scratch project. We followed along as Jeremy Messersmith, Best Friends Forever, and POS each created a song using the same partial set of lyrics as a starting point. The man who wrote those lyrics is Adam Levy of the Honey Dogs. After the songs were completed, we sent a recording to Levy, and in this final installment, we'll get his impressions of how they turned out. Minnesota Public Radio's Larissa Anderson listened to the songs with Levy, and here's how their conversation went.
So, Adam, let's just dive right in.
Let's do it.
This is Best Friends Forever.
I didn't know your chest was hollow. It makes your words kind of hard to swallow. I fell for the same thing that everyone else fell for. The only difference is I got to know you more. But without a heart, you won't know to compliment me. You won't be sympathetic when I'm feeling crabby. You won't know to tell me romantic things and tell me frequently and blatantly. But I'll cure you with affection. I'll pour it on, but I'll take it personal when you don't respond. And when you open your mouth, all I'm hearing are fancy words devoid of meaning. From the ends of the earth to your own backyard, mouth and mind drink all but won't fill an empty heart. It's all with
you. Know that of all of them, the one that was the most difficult for me to wrap my head around was the Best Friends Forever. And I don't know if it was an issue of a kind of like gender perspective, like, you know, wait, am I that guy that they're singing about? I feel like the sentiment of the song is very interesting. It's somebody saying, I'm going to fall in love with you in spite of all of the reasons why I shouldn't do that. And there's something like slightly dark about the surrender in the song. And then you've got that paired with this really almost kind of childlike joy in the lyrics, the way that phrases are stretched out and all that. It's almost like a little kid writing a song or something. So there's this like innocence slash, I know that relationships end in doom.
Well, now let's give a listen to the song written by Jeremy Messersmith.
Okay.
If I had a heart instead of rusted gears, maybe I could love, feel and be sincere, but all I am is hollow, and I can't move my mouth. I've got a head full of water, but the tears just won't come out.
I feel like there's a kinship I have with Jeremy because there's a lot of things going on when I was listening to his phrases that I thought, you know, we should actually write a song together because I probably would have done something like that.
It's all within energy and laughter. Namaste and oh.
I really like the way that he emphasized the last line, which is obviously the most significant of the whole thing. It just seemed to me with the harmony that was going on and the elongation of phrases that this is the high point. And then, of course, the song kind of breaks down to this last verse where the Tin Man, Jeremy, says that he's now aware that he has this sense of emotion and says that his heart breaks. And I just think that's kind of this interesting bittersweet epiphany about his own emotional state. It's cool.
Let's move on and hear what POS did with your words. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. It's hard to chase with your face till the sun spun from a whirlwind trail marked with a yellow brick. No place like a home on your back, pack light like tonight's been nice, but I'm moving quick. Press on, head on, sped, pedal for eons. They speak on the trip, you just be on. Dip and let the world roll by. Know your role, so out of control, let the sparks fly. From the earth to your own backyard.
I just thought the POS song was kind of fun and it seemed like he got the metaphorical nature of the lyric itself. You know, I've never written a hip-hop song, but I think I was sort of thinking of that as I was constructing the verse.
Oh yes, we Midwestern, from up, staying out the ditch, hit the shade, for we melt like a wicked witch. Skin spit, sweat, thin kids, jets, in the city, lives on the head, fresh, all tests, no check, head west, head east, head up, breathe, fed up, get up, leave, make like a doom tree, follow where the breeze be, take only what you need, see the sheep lead from the cow, from the ends of the earth to your own back.
He definitely didn't take the whole heart angle. There's no Tin Man happening here, but there is this sense of propulsion, and the eye of this story is on some sort of journey and moving forward. And
yeah, that's something that I thought was interesting, that POS didn't draw on any characters from The Wizard of Oz to mm-hmm. fuel his lyrics and his song. Are singer-songwriters more likely to write about themselves than hip-hop artists?
I'd say it's probably about the same. I just think there's a different... This is possibly a generalization, but I think that the way that hip-hop artists a lot of times tend to write is they create a rhythmic background, a loop. And I feel like singer-songwriters and guitarists tend to be... Your hands are oftentimes moving in unison with your mouth. And when you don't have to worry about what your hands are doing, and all you have to worry about is the rhyme scheme and the way you're putting words together, all of a sudden it just changes the way that the song goes. It's very freeing.
So, Adam, we listened to POS, Jeremy Messersmith, Best Friends Forever. They all came up with songs using the lyrics that you wrote for this project. And I'm wondering if you've written your own song using those same lyrics.
When I wrote these lyrics, I felt like I'm done with them and somebody else can do something with them. And then the more that I listened to other people using the words, they made me think about my own words. And I was sitting around playing guitar and all of a sudden just plugged that chorus in there, from the ends of the earth to your own backyard, and it seemed to work really well with this song. So then I thought, well, what the heck, I'll just finish it.
Are you done?
No.
What do you think it will take for you to finish it off?
A very strong cup of coffee in about an hour and a half. And I think I should be able to do it.
What can we learn about the songwriting process from a project like this?
I think the idea that songwriting is as much an art as a kind of mysterious accidental process is probably one of the kind of central things here. But I also like the idea of people having to write something. I once heard it said that, you know, don't let anyone tell you that writing a pop song is an easy thing. If you have to take an idea and construct something from it, it requires some work. And I think sometimes that's it's great fuel for a songwriter and artist to kind of do something that they normally wouldn't have to do. It gets their minds working maybe in ways they might not have before.
Adam Levy of the Honey Dogs talking with Minnesota Public Radio's Larissa Anderson. And that concludes the rebroadcast of our Songs from Scratch series on 89.3 The Current, the local show. But we are not done with you yet, not by any stretch. As promised, here are the three final songs put together by our fabulous artists from beginning to end, unadulterated. Beginning with Best Friends Forever's Song from Scratch, which is entitled I'll Fall in Love with You Anyway, on 89.3 The Current.
Mouth and my drink all but won't fill an empty heart. so many other boys? Or will this all just turn against me and leave me bitter, jaded, empty? Turn me from the cheerful one to the constant dark cloud that has no fun. I should give it up to save myself from a barren life and a heartless hell. When something is broken, you can always fix it. But it's a lot harder when it's just missing. But I'm all in love with you anyway. And be slut down in all you have to say. Are things that don't have anything to do with our stuff. But I'll break it down and I'll analyze it until it does.
Starts to ache. I've got a heartbeat and a heart with iron veins. It's all within
energy and matter. Namaste and oh.
Starts to shake with rust-ridden teardrops. I felt my new heart break.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, left, left,
okay. It's hard to chase with your face till the sun spun from a whirlwind trail marked with a yellow brick. No place like a home on your back, pack light like tonight's been nice, but I'm moving quick. Press on, head on, sped, pedal for eons. They speak on the trip, you just be on. Peace. Dip and let the world roll by. Know your role, so out of control, let the sparks fly.
From the ends of the earth to your own backyard, but they won't fill an empty yard. All roads lead home. It's in the steps right, left, to the ends of the earth to your own backyard. But they won't fill an empty yard. All roads lead home. Keep going. It's in the steps.
Oh yes, we Midwesting. Come up, staying up the ditch. Hit the shade, but we melt like a wicked witch. Skin spit, sweat, thin kids, jets. In city lids on the head. Fresh, all tests, no check. Head west, head east, head up, breathe. Fed up, get up, leave. Make like a doom tree. Follow where the breeze be. Take only what you need. See the sheep lead from the coward.
From the ends of the earth to your own backyard.
89.3 The Current, The Local Show, and that was three songs from scratch in a row. From last to first, POS. He's calling it I Made It From Scratch. Jeremy Messersmith, before that, with The Man with Iron Veins. That's his song from scratch, and Best Friends Forever gave us I'll Fall in Love with You Anyway. All of them wonderful creations, especially given the two-week time limit and all the constraints and the parameters we set. We, speaking of time limit, have just a few minutes left, and we are going to sample now some of the listener submissions that we received, and they're all posted, by the way, at minnesotapublicradio.org. Just click on Songs from Scratch in the Shortcuts menu, and you'll find them. Let's begin with a wonderful tune by Days of Ray. It's called The Gilded Road. The band is Days of Ray on 89.3 The Current, The Local Show.
Shackle from the passing gate. Grass is always greener through kaleidoscopes. When you're at the mercy of a gilded
thank you. trusty hands hold the girl. There's a million people holding on to you. To your own backyard, we will stutter then start. Drink some courage, then mess with the blues. Tin man's on lap, steel lions on the base. Scarecrows in the bathroom, scare the crows away. Wizard has a keyboard, it sounds fill the room. If I fool the back row, but it won't fool you. Mouth and mind drink all, the road's not yellow at all.
Listener submitted song from scratch on the local show on 89.3 The Current. It's called Fool the Back Row from the band Jailhouse Payback. And before that, we heard The Gilded Road by Days of Ray. Thank you very much. That is all she wrote for Songs from Scratch and the local show. My name is Chris Roberts, and my time with you is through. Special thanks to Larissa Anderson, Sandin Totten, Nikki Tundell, Jim Bickle, Melanie Summer, and Julia Schrenkler for the tremendous effort they put into the series. We're going to say goodbye with another listener-submitted song from scratch. It's called It's All Within You, and it's from John Kamen. Thank you very much, John, and thank you all for listening. Shoes on now.